man's money on luxury, and on men who, for the sake of beauty or wealth, married a fury or an idiot. We will see how strongly the founders, especially those primary political rivals, Alexander Hamilton and Thomas Jefferson, stress the importance of a happy marriage in a man's life. Thanks to his 5 years in France as America's ambassador, Jefferson was able to compare American and European marriage customs and found America's far superior. Fidelity was virtually unknown among the French upper classes. Jefferson advised young Americans to abandon dreams of a grand tour, lest they acquire the old world's attitude toward women. Recent decades of scholarship in herstory have made us aware of a dark side of women's lives in the 18th century. Other than from private tutors, they had almost no educational opportunities. Divorce was seldom granted by the courts, and a woman's property was legally controlled by her husband. On the eve of America's independence, we will see proto-feminist Abigail Adams protesting these inequalities in a famous letter to her husband, John, and his less well-known, extremely unsatisfying reply. A woman also had little control over her reproductive life. Pregnancy and childbirth were dangerous. Equally troubling was the awful infant mortality rate. The primitive medicine of the